the Pentecostal blessing, the gift from the Father, the gift that not only had the Father promised, but Jesus also promised. That makes it a double promise gift. The Father promised to give it, the Son promised to send it, and it happened. Some would say that this same Holy Spirit, this same promise that Jesus sent to his apostles and the 108 people in the upper room, is not for us today. They say that Peter overstepped the boundaries when he said that it would be for everybody, for all that are far off, and for all that the Lord our God should call. They say that maybe Peter was just in over his head at that time, or maybe he was just trying to raise their expectations and add more excitement to the day that was already filled with plenty of excitement. Some would say that Peter was completely out of line. I realized that Peter was an impetuous person, and there were times when he did speak when he should not have. But this, my friend, was Peter speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I don't believe that he had gotten in the flesh, as some people call it. I don't believe that it was just emotionalism, as some of the people would like to sneeringly say. No, this was a message inspired by the Holy Spirit. But heresy has been a problem in the church ever since the New Testament church, even in Peter's day, even in the day of those apostles. There were many of the early Christians that were Jews who brought to the Christian faith many of their formal practices. They recognized in Jesus the Messiah predicted by the prophets and the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And because circumcision had been required in the Old Testament for membership in God's covenant, many thought it would be also required for membership in the new covenant that Christ had come to inaugurate. They believed one must be circumcised and keep the law of Moses. In other words, one had to become a Jew to become a Christian. But God made it clear to Peter in Acts chapter 10 that Gentiles are accepted to God and may be baptized without circumcision. This same teaching was vigorously defended by Paul in his epistles to the Romans and to the Galatians. In the areas where the circumcision heresy had spread, today, Protestant groups display a wide variety of different doctrines. However, virtually all claim to believe in the teachings of the Scriptures alone. The great diversity of the Protestant doctrines stem from the doctrine of private interpretation, which claims that each individual is to interpret Scripture for himself. This idea is rejected, totally rejected by Peter when he said in 2 Peter, the first chapter, where we are told the first rule of Bible interpretation. Peter says, first of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. The doctrine of private interpretation has resulted in an enormous number of denominations. I don't believe that God has called any of us to interpret His Scriptures. God wants us to read His Scripture, to believe His Scripture, and if at all possible, in every situation, to apply it to our lives. I like what David said in Psalms 119 and Verse 31, David says, I have stuck into your testimonies. I like that. I have stuck into your testimonies. The word stuck appears only three times in the Bible. And it involves something that's stable, that's steadfast. The first time I come across this word was when Saul was in the cave and he stuck his spear in the ground while he slept. And then the second time was when Paul was on that disastrous boat ride from Jerusalem to Rome. The Bible says that they came upon a certain island and their boat got stuck in the mud. In each of these cases, we find a good symbolic rule that we can apply to our life. Saul stuck his spear in the ground. He didn't lay it down where others may stumble over it. He stuck it in the ground. If a cave bat had landed on that spear during the night, it would not have fallen over. It was steadfast. And in the book of Acts, we find that the ship was stuck in the mud. It wasn't going anywhere. David says, I'm stuck into your testimonies. I'm not going anywhere. You've seen cars stuck in the mud, and you say to yourself, they're not going anywhere. The word testimonies is plural. He wasn't just stuck on one verse of scripture. David wasn't just stuck on one promise. David wasn't just stuck on one doctrinal point. David said, I'm stuck on the testimonies. In my mind, that would include all of his testimonies. David says, all thy precepts are right. All of thy judgments are pure. I believe that today. Pray for me that God would enable me to stay away from heresy and that I would deliver nothing but the pure word of God.